This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Joe Pate is the promoter for the Big Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show happening today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the fairgrounds. Y'all ready for this?
Of course we are, Kyle. We've been doing this together since you were a small child.
Feels like it some days. So this show is well known around the region, and it's just one of the big events at the fairgrounds. What do you have for people to come see this weekend?
Well, I mean, it's too many things to just roll out in one breath, but one of our MOs is always to try to have a little bit of a live animal act. This year we have Mega Birds. We have a $70,000 Harley, which is part of a Combat Hero bike build. Of course, you have Basin Tackle Rob back, and this year we kind of concentrated on a number of incredible giveaways. We're giving away a smoker craft boat, motor, and trailer. And if you come to the show, you will get the first 100 people get a $25 free bet for the scoreboard promotion with a lottery. We have a Gold Beach fishing opportunity for two. And Rob, as I mentioned, is doing a surf perch fishing giveaway, and a fishing kayak package, and a number of other outstanding giveaways this year.
And you really cover the gamut of just about everything related to the outdoors at the show.
Kyle, the idea here is to celebrate the outdoor recreational opportunities in the area, and in that regard, we try to do every year. We try to mix it up and find out what's hot and what's not, and have representation. I mean, it's fishing, hunting, boating, backpacking, hiking, biking, ATVing, RVing, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's the idea. And I think often a misconception is that this is just a hook and bullet show, and it's completely not that. It really is a very broad-ranging with an incredible appeal. And I urge people that have never stopped in to come down and spend an hour or two with us and have a look. And I pretty much guarantee they'll be very satisfied with what they see.
And also, you have in the Sportsman's Theater, you have speakers, which provides people who maybe are trying to learn some things or wonder if they want to try, fishing or hunting or something to learn some things.
Well, we have a guy, of course, Jody Smith is one of our studs that does a great job each year with the Sportsman Show, the speaker schedule, and demonstrations on the giant fish tank. But Dave Jones from Davy Jones Locker puts together an incredible program. And we know that it's very well received because of the number of hits we get. But a couple things of interest is Jody Smith's going to do a couple seminars on how to set up a trail camera for multiple uses. But as importantly, you've heard of all the trouble we've had on crossing the bar safely. Well, Charles Luce, Saturday at 4 o'clock, is going to make a presentation on tips on crossing the bar safely. So among all of the other types of things about hatchery and wild coexistence of fish, the tidewater salmon trolling, kayak fishing for smallmouth bass, and the other topics, along with a number of giant fish tank demos, we have some very important topics that really people should pay attention to, because we not only want to have fun, we want to enjoy our outdoors safely.
And your exhibitor list here, this list is huge. You've got all sorts of people here, and you fill up really the entire fairgrounds with the event.
Well, I know today, Kyle, we'll line up a few of the interesting people that are there this year. We've got both tried and true exhibitors, as well as always some new people. There's a lady that makes a lure box that I've never seen before, and pet grooming tools. There's some beautiful deals on rods and reels, both at the Bimart booth and at Davy Jones' booth and Waldron Sports booth. And so we have kayaks, canoes, inflatables, boats of all different types, and RVs. We've got a great line of RVs this year.
And
so I'm very excited about the number of exhibits, both big and small, at the show.
And you've got that giant fish tank.
The giant fish tank is something that I'm so glad we latched onto years ago. It's the Department of Fish and Wildlife have really outdone themselves. We've got a honking large sturgeon in there, as well as about a 6-inch little baby bass. I don't know how he got in there. They call him Little Joe, of course, and we're hoping he'll make it through the weekend. But there's also some 3 or 4 pound steelhead there. So it's a really nice looking display this year at the giant fish tank.
And for parents, especially once school gets out later today, to be able to take the kids out there and sort of show them some of the things they could be out doing.
Yeah, you know, the kids always thinking about young. We have, of course, Kurt's Archery Range for the 24th year. We have the ODF&W Laser Shot Gallery. We've got a real BB gun shooting range that's run by our KidSafe director. And among other things for kids of interest to do and see that are involving them with the outdoors.
Good stuff. And of course, it goes till 9 o'clock today. Opens at noon, 10 to 8 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. What else do you want to let people know about, real quick?
Well, just that I think we've got a little something for everyone in the market, and would sure love to see you out there. Our goal is to reflect the outdoor recreational interest in the market. And once again, I think we've accomplished that and love to see you down there this weekend.
All right, Joe, and we'll talk with Joe again live from the show during Inside Douglas County. Joe Pate, thanks for being on the Morning Conversation.
Absolutely my pleasure, Kyle.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.